it was refreshed, but this was the direction. Our reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. You have that reading before you. In 1776, there were rulers, empires, and dictators. By and large, people lived lives that were controlled by the political state, and in some parts of the world, especially Europe, controlled also by an all-powerful church. In the America of that time, about one-third of the people in the land loved things as they were. They were contented to pay higher taxes to the king. They were contented to obey any laws imposed on them. But men such as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams dreamt of a nation where people would live free of government control. They believed that it was not the government's job to tell the citizen how to live her life or his life. And so these men launched a struggle for freedom. And they raised their voices also in the words, let us say, of Patrick Henry when he said, give me freedom or give me death. So they gave us a constitution that was designed to restrict the power of government and protect the liberty of people. A constitution that would somehow check the overreaching arm of an all-powerful political state. They did not want an all-powerful government that would regulate every aspect of their lives. Jefferson argued that good government is less government. More government means less freedom. Ben Franklin also gave us wonderful thoughts on freedom, such as those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. If we value anything more than freedom, eventually we lose freedom. So today we want to talk about freedom, freedom's holy light. What is your sense of freedom? What does it mean to be free? Freedom means that each individual has the right to live according to the dictates of his or her own heart, nevertheless, live so as a disciplined and responsible citizen. It means that you are not inhibited by the powers that are on high. However, freedom doesn't mean that I live a lawless life. I live a responsible life. Freedom means that I have agency. I have the ability, I have the power, I have the resources to decide for myself. I don't know how you look at your life, friends. No one on earth is fit to be your master. No one on earth is fit to tell you what is best for you. I once had a long debate with a man who was born and raised in seasoned in socialism. I asked him, well, who owns you? He can answer the question, who owns you? Thomas Hobbes, a free man is he that is not hindered to do what he hath the will to do. We talk about freedom. So what is your sense of freedom? Our sense of freedom ought to be that we are free from government's coercion, oppression, and aggression. What does it mean to be free? Have you ever given that thought? How do you feel as a free person, or do you feel you are free? But then we may ask, well, what's the source of freedom? Where does freedom really come from? The Declaration of Independence tells us about the source of our political freedom. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among those the rights to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these freedoms, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So these men had a different idea of what society ought to be. For they talk about a creator, and people that are created. And that the creator gave each and every one of us certain rights, certain freedoms. So our rights existed before the political state existed. Our rights come from God. God help us if we enjoy rights given by the state. Whatever the state gives, the state can take away. Our rights come from God. The job of the state is to protect your rights, respect your rights. And the government should have no more power than the people give it. July 4th is about freedom, keeping freedom. July 4th is about rights, liberty, and life. The source of freedom, where does it come from? Not the state. From the Creator, He gives us rights. The text before us answers the question, therefore, what are the benefits of freedom? What do you find among a free people that you would not find among other people? Freedom leads to certain outcomes, let us say. And so in our scripture reading, we have the story of ancient Israel. God delivered them from slavery in Egypt. They are brought to the land of promise. They are given freedom indeed, freedom from political oppression. But now God wants them to be free in heart and soul and mind. And the Lord promises them, should they obey His commands, if we may look at the text, in verse 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all His commands, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. That's the blessing of freedom under God. We could read some more here. Verse 3, for example, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. And the crops of your land, the young livestock, etc., you'll have abundance of them. Verse 5, your baskets and your kneading trough will be blessed. Verse 6, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out, which means out and in and everything in between, all of your life as a free people would be blessed. And when it comes to your enemies, verse 7, the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. A people honoring their God would enjoy the protection of their God. Verse 8, the Lord will send His blessing on your barns, everything you put your hand to do. You are His holy people. In verse 9, you can look at verse 11, the Lord will grant you abundance in your prosperity. And you come to verse 12, the Lord will open the windows of heaven, the storehouses of His bounty, and He will send rain on your land in season and bless all the work of your hands. And we need to hear verse 13 today, don't we? The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Remember the day when America was that nation the entire world looked up to and some feared? The head, the leader, not the tail. If you pay attention to all the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. And I forgot the last sentence of verse 12, you will lend to many nations, but will not borrow from them, for the borrower is a slave to the lender. The blessings of freedom, the successes of freedom. And so we as a nation have known many of these blessings for so many years. Why? We lived as free people. When the question is asked, how is it that America has experienced unparalleled prosperity in such a short space of time, when you look at the older nations of the world, the answer often is freedom. The thing that sets America apart from every other nation is freedom. So we have a national debate over the right to bear arms, let us say, abortion, health care. You won't find this discussion in many other nations. They just take it. Americans are not like that. About 2 years ago, in the height of the health care discussion in the land, I was listening to a European parliamentarian, and he was warning us about going down this path. He said, "You are not like us. You have a constitution that gives you freedoms and rights. We don't have that in Europe." And so, there are the successes of freedom. There is a way of prosperity and blessing that comes to a free people rather than a people enslaved by their masters. Today, however, it seems to me as though some people would scorn freedom. Yes, the scorning of freedom. For the first 100 years in this country, the government did little to expand government. Actually, the government lived more under the Constitution. Then about the beginning of the 1900s or so, government began to expand in America. And the idea was, if there's a problem, government should fix it. So we developed this kind of dangerous reflex in our politics. If there's a problem, you pass a law. And so government crept more and more into the lives of people. Government now knows what is best for you. Government is here to take care of you. You remember the words of Henry David Thoreau? He said, "If I knew for a certainty that a man was coming to my house with the conscious design of doing me good, I should run for my life." Oh, but today we open the door. Come on in. Help me out. Help me out. When a law is passed, more often than not, some liberty is lost. The bureaucracy would increase. More taxes come our way. More regulations go on the books. The great Wilhelm Röpke, architect of the West Germany's miraculous post-World War II economic recovery, said, "The more areas of life the government brings under its responsibility, the more it would eventually dictate the basic conditions of those areas of life." Thomas Jefferson said, "My reading of history convinces me that most bad governments result from too much government." I don't know how you feel about it, friends. I don't think the government is there to care about me. The government is there to control. Caesar controls. So when a new law is passed, you and I need to ask ourselves, what does this do to my freedom? What does this do to my freedom? After the abolition of slavery, there were laws that prohibited free men from owning guns, for the attitude of many in the land was, disarm the Negro. And so the court had a problem on its hands. How can a person be free if he does not have the means of protecting himself? How can he be free? When a new law is passed, ask yourself, what does this do to my freedom? After Thursday, we all should be asking, What does this do to my freedom? And so in light of the ruling on Thursday, we should ask ourselves, how could a person be free if he can be taxed because he does not do something? How could he be free? Now, please do not misunderstand me. The private sector has not been a good steward of our health care, saying it very gently. When I went to my last church in 1993, the health care for my wife and I was around $9,000 a year. When I left there last year, the health care there was over $22,000. Friend, something is wrong, please. Something is wrong. The system is broken. It needs fixing. I have family members that would benefit greatly when it is fixed. But we ask ourselves, is this the best way to fix it? So we have some fears, some of us. What kind of fears? Well, the court has set us on a path where first the insurance companies will control health care, eventually the government would, not the people. Something that is very un-American indeed. For government would finally determine everything about health care. Therefore, how many MRI machines should we have in Midland County? Government decision, not free market. How many boxes of tissue per hospital floor? How many little containers of hand sanitizer per hospital floor? Most of us will be long gone before, as Ernie Harwell would say, before that day comes. But great-grandchildren may very well see that day. Are we losing freedom? I don't know if the average citizen sit down and try to imagine what would it look like in the land when government owns all of health care. I'll give you an example, friends. The English 2011 census showed that there are 65 million people living in England. Their healthcare system employs 1.4 million people. The largest employer since the Red Army of China and the India National Railway System. We have 311 million. Could you imagine that payroll? Huh? The millions of people, tell your kids and get grandkids, get into health care. There are jobs there. But you understand the monstrosity of a bureaucracy? And one line you hear from me from time to time dealing with matters like this: who are the angels that will manage this thing? You know any? You know any of the angels that could fix this and manage it under government control? I don't know. God help us all. God help us all. And so we're here today. July 4th is about freedom. And since this ruling has come down, as we prepare to celebrate July 4th, we look at it in light of freedom. The court has decided that now citizens may be forced to do something, and if they do not do it, they will be taxed for not doing something. This power never existed in the land before, as far as I could see it. Not even King George III and Parliament had that power in 1776. So I ask, how free are we? If you do not buy health care, whether you can afford it or not, the IRS will knock at your door. So I ask, how free are we? Some say that some 21 new taxes will be coming our way. So I ask, how free are we? Chief Justice Roberts answers the question, although I don't like his answer, or let's say I'm puzzled at his answer. I'm still trying to figure out what it means. He says, it is not our job, speaking of the court, to protect the people from the consequences of their political choices. In other words, as I read it, you voted for the people who you think are taking away your rights. Then you could go to the ballot box and fix it. I really wish I understood what he means. But something in my heart tells me he may be saying, shut up and take your medicine. So I ask, how free are we? I think the best lesson in freedom I ever got was many years ago visiting back in Trinidad. I was in a taxi and I came to an intersection and was there for a little while, it seems, and on the side there was like a little market kind of thing, vendors, and this vendor had a cage with pigeons in it. And the pigeons in the cage had food and water and they were eating. But as they move around and they ate and whatever, fly around, some of the seed fell on the ground. And other pigeons were flying around and landing and going under the cage and eating the seed that fell out. The taxi pulled off, and I began to think of freedom. Those in the cage had all the water and seed they needed, but they lacked one thing. They could not soar. They couldn't join other pigeons. They couldn't do pigeon things together. All the food, but in the cage. On the other hand, the free pigeon had to strive, move from place to place, look for food to eat. But yet, that pigeon could soar to the heights, from housetop to housetop, from tree to tree, whatever. And sadly, it seems as though too many people want to get into the cage. As one third back then in 1776 had no desire for freedom, even so today, some are contented to get into the cage and say to the government, give me water and give me bread. Just take care of me. Just take care of me. Do we want that for ourselves and our children? Or do we want to be free? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and the others dreamt of a country where people would be truly free. It is said that at the end of the Constitutional Convention, as the delegates came out, a woman in the crowd shouted to Ben Franklin and said, Mr. Franklin, what shall it be, a democracy or a republic? And he said to her, a republic if you can keep it. The question is, do we want to keep it? Or is it time to give it up? I hope you understand my sentiment, friends. We all free. Maybe the time has come for us to be something else. I'm not trying to hold on to the past in that sense. Maybe the time has come for us to give up freedom. Maybe the time for us has come to all bow down to an all-powerful God. Maybe the time has come for the lights to be turned out in America. I do not know. I hope not. All I'm simply asking, do we want to keep the republic? Do we want to be free? Freedom is God's idea, not ours. He set his people free from Egypt. He sent his son to set us free from the power of sin and evil. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. To give us freedom, another kind of freedom, freedom in the heart, freedom in the soul, freedom from sin, freedom from evil, freedom from the wicked drives and passions and desires in our hearts, freedom from destructive habits. He has come to set us free. The table here today, therefore, speaks of that kind of freedom. We may not be able to do much about our political freedom, it seems. Maybe out of our hands, I do not know. But this is something we could do about. We could accept the freedom that we have in Christ. And that will give us the grace to better manage and bear whatever may be coming our way from the political state. We are God's children. God cares about us. And if our rights are being taken away, limited, or encroached upon in any way, that is a concern of Almighty God. Because for freedom, Christ has set us free. And so we sing in the song, we are going to sing it, 697. O fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might. great God, our King. Amen. Number 697, would you please stand? For the Lord's Supper is found in our worship brochure, a service of word and table. Christ, our Lord, invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we give you our thanks and praise. You created us in your own image and likeness. You gave us freedom. You gave us liberties. You gave us a sense of our personal dignity and who we are as your children, your sons and your daughters, kings and queens on this land, with no other one above us but the Lord God Almighty. We thank you for your faithful servants through the years that proclaim this good truth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Christ Jesus came among us. And he said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. How he loves us, protects us, blesses us, and even he would give himself for us. Yes, and the night before he went out to suffer death on the cross, gathered with his disciples in the upper room, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to them, and he said, this is my body given for you, take and eat. And likewise, taking a cup, offering it to you, gracious God, in thanksgiving, he gave it to them, and he said, now this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we would be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one. One with each other and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly table. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let us be seated. We offer prayers to the Lord. Let us pray for our nation, our president, our Congress, all our leaders. We are getting into a very difficult season. Lord, let our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Send the spirit of freedom upon all, especially our leaders, that they would understand what it is to serve under you and to serve under the people, to be true servants of the people. Lord, bless America. In all our ways, heal our economy that is so sick. Unite our hearts because we seem to be so divided as a people. Bring us back to one common truth, that we are God's children, created to be free and to live in freedom, to love and care for each other. God bless America. And bless our troops in Afghanistan, in Iraq, other places of danger. Our daughters and our sons out there, Lord, oh, that you'll surround them. All that stand under the flag, bless them this day. And as we celebrate this July 4th season, bring home again to us what it means to be a nation under God. Father, bless your church. Help us to understand why we're here. Not to take partisan sides, to say I am this or I am that, but to say I'm a Christian. I'm for the truth. I'm for freedom. I'm for love. I'm for God. I'm for nation. I'm for the things that will make us strong and better. Bless your church. Bless this church in our ministry. Now let us lift up people we know who are in need. Pray for Ernie Erskine. dealing with illness. Lord, come upon him now by your grace. You have power to heal, to comfort, to drive out diseases, to fix what is broken. We look to you for him. We look to you also, Lord, for Doris Galway, recovering from a procedure, for strength for this body, that it would all be knitted back together, tissue to tissue and nerve to nerve and blood vessel to blood vessel. Yes, Lord, for healing and wholeness. For all that care for those broken in body, those suffering in the home and other places. For patience and love and grace and for healing hands to minister to those that are broken. What is on your heart to pray about? Let's look to the Lord. How are you suffering? How are you hurting? What's broken in you that needs to be fixed? Turn to the Lord now. Sense God's presence in this place. Yes. Sense his presence. And if you feel that you are trapped by something in life, if you feel you're a slave to some habit, know that Jesus has come to set you free. So just say, Lord Jesus, set me free from this. Deliver me from this. I want to be a free person. I want to live the freedom of Christ. Come near to God and God will come near to you. Now let us receive God's blessings on our lives. Just open your heart and say, Lord, I'm here. Forgive me of my sins. Clean me from anything that is not right in your sight. And now, Lord, just breathe your Spirit of life, your Holy Spirit upon me. These things we ask in the name of the one who taught us in our praying to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. The body